from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Me, Mr. Philly, 106.7 The Fan. All of our training camp coverage is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. As we told you, we're out here at training camp, and right now at the podium is Frankie Louvu talking to the media.
Put me anywhere you want and just grow from there. Be a sponge everywhere I be and, you know, make plays on the field.
Terry mentioned yesterday the veterans on this team putting together a pledge of the standards that you all are going to hold each other to.
Right.
Could you give us some insight on that? Not any specifics, but just relative to what that was about.
Like any other team you go on, I say this for the vets to put together a standard and to uphold with the whole team. You know, we buy into it, we pledge to it, and every day we walk on that field, we hold each other to that standard. I think having the structure in the team and in our locker room is going to build that foundation inside the locker room and on the field.
Hey, Frankie, obviously communication is a big thing, especially in the middle of the defense. How do you feel like you and Bobby are getting in sync there? I know you have history, so.
Yeah, man, it's sometimes we don't say anything, but we just feel, you know, each other's just connects, man. Like, we just kind of play off each other. And the communication level, man, between me and him is on point. So it's moving forward, and the process is to keep it at that.
And then one of your younger teammates, Jordan McGee, how do you feel like he's kind of coming along as you get into now the training camp phase of things?
Oh, he's picking up real quick. He's coming on a long way real quick, man, for a rookie. Taking everything as early as it is in camp. Man, he's just been a sponge and trying to, you know, pick our minds, me, Bobby, and the rest of the defense. So, man, looking forward to work with him the rest of the camp.
Frankie, I know some may say it's still early. It's only day two of training camp. But how important is it early on to get the little things right?
Oh, man, I think it's very important. This is where we build, you know, the brick by brick foundation and the standards that we want our team to be at in December. So, you know, it's the little things right now. We don't have the pads on. So from there on, we need to work on, you know, our techniques, our fundamentals, our steps, just playing smart football and looking out for each other. But at the same time, we're competing between the whistles and on that field.
Hey, Frankie, Ken Norton has been a widely respected linebackers coach for a while now. I mean, what has it been like being in the room with him? What have you learned from him so far?
Man, I call him, he don't know this, but I call him 7-Eleven. He stay talking. He's open 24/7, just stay talking. And I love it, though, because he brings the energy, especially days like this in camp, man. You know, the room can get a little quiet, you know, long days and, you know, getting in and out of the meeting room. But, you know, Ken always bring that energy every day. The moment we step in that building. So it's going to be a fun season working with Ken. And, yeah, looking forward to it.
And obviously this coaching staff, it brings a lot of energy, not right. Just with Norton and Danquin, but everybody else. I mean, how have you felt that energy kind of seep itself way into the team?
Man, it's a lot. Just, you see it through the guys, man. Everybody that I bet that come up and talk to the podium. That's what we feed in the locker room, a lot of energy on both sides of the ball and special teams. So, like I said, from the beginning, building brick by brick and setting that standard of, you know, the vest kind of hold and moving on from that.
Hey, Frankie, Ben Standing with The Athletic. I'm sorry if this was something that was asked, but so far they've been talking about the coaches about how they want this defense to, you know, run fast, be aggressive, all those types of traits. It feels like you are sort of the epitome of that. Do you see yourself as that type of run fast, you know, guy who's going to, you know, keep this defense up tempo?
Man, I think there's a lot of guys on this defense. You know, I came on this defense and being put together as a with the guys that like Chin. You know, you got Bobby, year 15, I think, but he's still moving. 13, appreciate that, and he's still moving at a high level. You know, Payne, a lot of guys on the team, especially on the offense, man. That's the type of caliber team that we want. Guys running, playing at the end of the whistle and finishing downfield is what we always talked about. So, you know, but getting in the best shape right now, we got to get in the best shape. And, you know, when come December, January, February, man, we know we standing there.
And the you already came in with the ability to play multiple spots. I guess how is that going? Is there much of an adjustment with what they want you to do compared to what you're doing before?
No adjustments at all. Just like down, just getting the playbook down and just working from there. And, you know, everything will just fall in place. But nothing has changed, though, for first of all.
Frankie, your third organization in the NFL. What about this one so far stands out from the other two stops you've had?
Oh, man. You know, being with the Jets 3 years, Carolina 3 years, I always, you know, accept them as my family. They've been a part of my life. But now to this new open doors and opportunity here in Washington, man, I'm always blessed with opportunity. So nothing has changed, man. Nothing has changed but the Rams. So like I say, every day we come in, man, we hold ourselves to that standard. And damn, we're going to go from there. Appreciate it, Joe.
All right, that's Frankie Louvu talking, and he's a guy that we brought here to be a guy that's going to play fast. He's a tackling machine. He brings a lot of energy off the edge, and now we hope to see that throughout the year. You know, I'm looking forward to watch this young man play because he plays violent, okay? And I'll tell you over and over again, football rules can change all they want. If you stop playing the game how it's supposed to be played, you're going to end up hurt. And that dude plays violent like it's supposed to be played.
Yeah, I think Lubu's got a big opportunity. I got to say, B, we did some joking around, whenever that was, last week, about who should have number 30 in the all-time D.C. list. Mm-hmm. And it was you. For all the morons that couldn't figure out, we were just messing with B-Mitch. Uh-huh. It's very obviously B-Mitch.
I wouldn't mess with me. I wouldn't deserve.
You understood it was a joke, but yeah, there were people that did not. Anyway, I just got to talk to Austin Ekeler for a little bit there. Mm-hmm. He's wearing number 30.
And I'm impressed. I like it.
Yeah, dude. And when you get to talk to him a little bit, you get more impressed, I would say.
Yeah, he's an impressive young man.
And, dude, I mean, he's made some plays that sure seem like he can still go. You know, you got to wait to see once the pads come on, for sure. But he's definitely made some plays. I think, specific to Frankie Louvu, 2 years ago in Carolina, he had 7 sacks. Last year, that number fell a bit to 5.5. His role kind of shifted.
Right.
If you look at kind of his snap counts, he was on the field in Carolina over 90% of the time when the defense was out there. So this is a true three-down linebacker. Kind of unleashed in a Dan Quinn hybrid style, moving guys around defense. What do you think is possible there? Especially if you go back to Carolina when they started awful with Matt Rhule, but then Steve Wilks took over and it kind of settled down.
Yeah.
And I think they stopped getting blown out so bad, and then they were playing good defense, and I think Louvu really excelled in that. What do you think Louvu could be as a pass rusher?
I think, and I'm not trying to compare him to Micah Parsons, but I'm saying he can play that type of role to where he'll be rushing from the outside on this play. Later on in the drive, he may be right there at the middle linebacker. You know what I mean? Because I think Frankie has the ability to rush from any position, and I think that is something that keeps the defense off. If you're keying on him and he's over on the right side coming off the edge against your right tackle, you look again, now he's on the backside coming off against your left tackle. Now he's in the middle. What are you going to say? Send the strength to him? Or are you going to have to try to figure it out? And I think once they find out an advantage, they're going to try to utilize that. You know, if that guard can't block him, hell, go right in the AB gap all day.
Right. I think we're going to see Louvu and Wagner on the field by far the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all got to, like, hesitate making – like, I think we all got to slow down as much as possible talking about Jaden. We haven't seen anything, right? I think we all got to slow down. Joe Witt was pass game coordinator of that Cowboys defense. In the last 2 years, they've had corners get a ton of interceptions.
Yep.
Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs before him. And, yes, Dan Quinn was the guy that figured out how to best use Micah Parsons,
yep,
right? Like, all those things are true. That doesn't mean any of those things are coming here, but you've got to like the opportunity for these guys.
You know what I love about it, though? I think when you listen to Dan Quinn talks, it's not that he's trying to bring a Michael Parsons here. If he finds somebody that could do some of the things that Michael Parsons does, he's going to allow them to do it consistently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he comes in and finds out that Jaden Daniels can do that, or Frankie Louvu can do something like that, he's going to utilize that. And we've talked about it over the years where we had coaches that came in with a game plan, and that's all they ran. They built their scheme and ran it. And if things weren't working, they still say, run my scheme. Instead of saying, well, you could whip this dude one-on-one, whip him one-on-one. We'll figure out something else to do off of that. You know, I think Dan Quinn is here to find out who can do what the best and consistently, and then go out there and use them and have them do what they can do. You know, just like when we get out here, we always talk about what guys couldn't do. That's why, oh, he's not on the field, can't do this, can't do that. What can he do? You know,
right.
If he's a guy that was good enough to get drafted in the NFL, he should be able to do something on a football field to help you out. So just because he can't do what you wanted him to do, see if he can do something else. You know, and I believe that this coaching staff is that type of staff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.